WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. The announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will begin tonight with our pre-net check-ins. First on that list is Mr. Andrew, W2AMD. Then we'd like to welcome Mail, K4XMR. Next, we'd like to welcome Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW. And next, we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda. Next, welcome Andy, KI4LZI. And next on that list is Mr. Gus, AA4GH. Then we'd like to welcome Jim, N4JRB. And next, we've got another Jim, N4NLR. And then last on our pre-net check-ins is Mr. Walt, K4OIM. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. But we have two EchoLink stations. So EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4HKX, this is Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James, still up here in Kentucky, but heading home tomorrow, and be listening in, but I'll be negative and negative and saying 73 for each one of you.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome, and John, I got you down for comments, so I'll be back around to you shortly. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he is up there in Kentucky tonight. And James, you have a safe trip home tomorrow. Be careful, I believe it's supposed to be raining around here, so you have a safe trip in. But thank you for checking in with us tonight. And then tonight being Monday night, we'll start the RF check-ins with Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry N. Keller. Will be negative, negative night, Patrick. Good to hear you.
4HKX. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, good to hear you tonight, and hope you had a good day today. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, out of Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by and checking in with us. And with that, we've got another EchoLink station. So EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, land in via EchoLink easily, in and out.
All right, we'd like to welcome KG4WNP, that's Landon, down there in Easley, and thank you for stopping by tonight, Landon. Do appreciate you coming in and checking in here with us. And then with that, we'll try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX.
4, Echo, Alpha, Echo, Brian in Taylor's.
Check. Check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo, Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November, Nelson, in Greenville, en route to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
Number 4, Echo, Delta, Whiskey, head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm on it.
All right, we'd like to welcome this group in. First, there's W4EAE, that is Ryan. And thank you for coming by tonight, Ryan, I do appreciate that. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, KO4GUN, en route to Spartanburg. And then next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW. I know he's up here in Brevard, not too far from me. Ed, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. And I see we've got another EchoLink station. So EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Call. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren from Taylor's. Right now we're down in Fort Myers, Florida. Negative and negative tonight.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC, down there in Florida. And Warren, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir, and you have a safe trip and enjoy your time away from home. And with that, we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot. Jim in Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
Hey, X. Good. Hope you and your ride are doing well. Hope you're staying cool out Penn Road. It's hot here to pleasure. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your bride, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4 HKX. Patrick, let's hope tonight is not as eventful as last night. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
All right, we'll pause here. And that first station to check in this group, if you could come back after I get done here checking this in, because I missed your call sign. We'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, over in Fletcher. And Sid, it got warm here today. The thermometer said it got up to a whole 82 degrees here in Penrose, so much cooler than down in South Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments, and I'm going to pause right here and give that station a chance to come back in here.
This was Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Jim in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
I would like to welcome K4JF, that's Jim down there in Simpsonville. Jim, sorry about that. I had to put you in a computer. That's the first time you checked in with me, so, or at least that's the first time you've come up in here, so get it in there and put in right, so I do appreciate you being patient with me, and thank you for that, sir. And with that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. Last station, if you weren't making a repeater, so if you could try again one more time, please call KO4HKX. We're going to move on up to Mike Tupapa. Mike Tupapa, please call KO4HKX.
Paul? Patrick, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my call is KK4. O-N-O, Lorena, and like to have our daughter by telephone relay. You know, she's KM4-MOQ, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and we're in Piedmont. We're all negative and negative.
KX. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt West from Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 73 on the net.
KO4HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Papa X-ray Bravo. Lloyd from Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control.
And Kilo Quebec 4. Papa Uniform Kilo. Cecil in Lawndale.
So can you give me your call one more time, please, sir?
That'll be Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Uniform Kilo.
Could you go ahead and slow it down just a little bit for me on the suffix there?
Sorry about that. Suffix will be Papa Uniform Kilo.
Papa Kilo, right?
Uniform Kilo.
See, so I got you that time. Let's welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, out of Piedmont, and he brings along, Miss Lorena brings along Rick tonight. Thank you for coming by, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and they make their home down in Piedmont, and then they bring their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, down there in Ware Shoals by telephone relay, and thank you for that. Next, we'd like to welcome Matt, our Thursday night net controller, WG4MC down there in Greenville. Matt, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Lloyd, KO4PXB in Simpsonville. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Cecil, KQ4PUK down there in Lawndale, North Carolina. And Cecil, thank you for coming by up here and being patient with me. Your suffix was throwing me for a call today, so appreciate you being patient with me. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. All right. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in and out. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm home and more tonight.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
KX. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Hello? Look out there. I'll be negative and negative.
Cole, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Sierra, Bravo, Whiskey. That's KQ4SBW. This is Jamie out of Tigerville. And I'll be negative and negative.
KX. KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
KX. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard Greenville. Negative and negative. Good to hear you tonight. Thank you for being here.
All right, that's a big group there tonight on Quebec through Tango. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, WU2T, down there in Moore. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, in Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over in Liberty. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK4TRJ, in Cowpens. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jamie, KQ4SBW, in Tigerville. And then we've got Mr. Jim, KA2TXJ, in Taylors. Then we've got Mr. Richard, K4ROW, down there in Greenville. And I appreciate each and every one of y'all coming by and checking in with us tonight. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KX.
Please check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. KQ4QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton. I'll be in and out.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Nick, KQ4QHV, down there in Pendleton. Nick, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate each and every one of you checking in with me. And with that, we'll move on up to Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. HKX. And everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Located down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net. All right. We'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, down there in Cleveland. Shane, good to hear you, and I hope you had a wonderful day. Tommy, K4XB, down there in southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by and checking in with us. And I hope you had a good day also. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to move on up to the top of the list. And that's Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right. Maybe that group will be along here in a little bit. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. And thank you for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the list tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN. Please call KO4HKX.
Check-in.
Okay, pause here just a minute. Let me get this check-in. Go ahead. KO4HKX.
KX in the net, KI4DOS. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in KI4DOS and K3JOY. That's my Pretty Little Bride joint. I was in between rooms when you called A through D, and I didn't hear you do the all call, so if you did, I apologize, but I wanted to get in there right quick. Just check us in and out.
Hi, Gary. Not a problem. And I think I did forget to do the all call, so appreciate you reminding me. All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary and KI4DOS. And Gary is our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and that makes a home down in Easley. And Gary, thanks for keeping me straight tonight. I don't know. I guess I'm ready for bed. But I do appreciate you coming by and checking in, and please tell Joy that Elise and I said hello. John, just pause here for a minute. Let me do this all call so I don't forget them. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative, negative.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, N4DJC, down there in Anderson. And Jerry, thank you for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. And glad to hear you on the radio again, and enjoyed our conversation this afternoon. I do appreciate that. All right, one more time right quick. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, now, maybe we're back on track and move over here to get Mr. John. KN4RJN, please call KO4HKX. Get me out of this mess.
KO4HKX, this is KN4RJN. We all have our days, Patrick. Don't sweat the small stuff. But in any event, let me tell you what's going on here. The sun, as best as I can determine from sitting out on the back deck this afternoon, the sun has moved in its orbit to about within 15 feet of my house. It is hot. But in any event, There are some flares and some other stuff going on, so we've got about a 55% chance over the next 3 days of a mild to moderate radio blackout, so it's going to be noisy. And there's a 10% chance of anything worse than that. So all that nastiness that we had here a few weeks ago has rotated back around, and we may get some more of it. So it could be noisy over the next few days. And meteor showers. The one coming up here in June is the June Bootiads, which will max out on the 27th of June. The moon's in its last quarter at that point in time, and the zenith hourly rate on this one is variable. They are bright and they're relatively slow. The moon might get in your way. Your best bet is to go out sometime after midnight and look high and west and north. And you might see some, and then again, you might not see anything. It's just, you know, it's variable. No telling what's happening. Other than that, if you go outside this evening, I've got cloudy, semi-cloudy skies here, so I can't see a whole lot. The moon is up. Vega is up in the east. All of the planets are on the other side of the sun right now, so we're not seeing squat with that. But we're coming up here soon where the summer triangle, and I'll talk more about that later, but the Milky Way, if you got dark enough skies, runs right through the summer triangle. And if you got clear enough skies and there's not too much haze, you might be able to actually see that. And I'll talk more about that later. In any event, Patrick, what is going on in your world there, buddy?
Well, John, obviously you can tell I'm fumbling up tonight. But no, it's just all good fun. I enjoy it, and we all have our days. And for some reason, some suffix is just really getting me. I just can't get them sometimes. But I agree with you. The sun has rolled around where I feel like it's about 15 feet off the ground, and it's baking my head when I'm outside because it has been hot. But like I said earlier, here at the house, we're tucked away up here in this little cove, and there's a nice little creek running by, and it never got above 82 degrees. But the only bad thing is I can't stay here all day. I've got to go out to go to work. I've got to make a living. But other than that, just running my normal tool route and trying to just get through the days. Hope everything's been going good with you. Sounds like it has.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. When the dew point temperature gets above 60, it starts getting a little bit sticky. Down here, up here, wherever I am, the dew point today was like 72, and and it was like 89 degrees and felt like 94. It was just flat hot. I mean. there was a Santana song at one time started out. It's a hot one, like 7 inches from the noonday sun, and that's about what it felt like here today. And this is only June, so I can't imagine what July and August are going to be like. Back to you, sir.
Busy. But in our defense, we did have a nice spring around here anyway, and I took a little quick peek at the map. Basically, you're just due east of me, maybe just a little bit northeast from where I'm at. So pretty much online for the same temperatures. Just the only benefit I got is all the water and trees around me. That's the benefits about living right here in the county where I'm at. It is considered a rainforest. Because it rains here when it don't rain nowhere else.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, I'm just a little north of Greensboro. And we could use a little rain around here. It hasn't rained for some time, and I've got some plants out back that I'm going to have to get out the hose and water them down because they're looking kind of sad. But Yeah. Where are you again, Patrick?
Well, John, if you know where this repeater is at, I'm about 8 miles north of it, over in Transylvania County, North Carolina. So I'm just across the state line, North Carolina, South Carolina line, in a little town outside of Brevard. So I'll give you a rough estimate of where I'm at. If you're real familiar with the area and know where DuPont State Forest is, I live about 3 or 4 miles from there.
This is KN4RJ, and I'm not that familiar with that area. I'm relatively new to North Carolina. I lived down in South Carolina for quite a while and then moved up here. But I know how to get I know how to get to the grocery store and the gas station and various doctor's offices in Greensboro. But other than that, I'm not all that familiar with North Carolina. But that's the joy of Google Maps. I can look you up, see where you're at. But I know where the repeater is, so I got an idea where you're at there. But I'm just glad I don't live in Texas right now.
Unfortunately, I can say I have in the past. My dad moved down there after my mom and dad split, and we got drugged back and forth, my brother and I. And I spent some nice summers down there, nice sweltering hot summers, and was always glad to see these mountains when I come back this way because I knew it was going to cool off. You always look forward to that part of it because it is hot. And the humidity down there on the Gulf south of Houston, oh, Lord, it's hot and sticky.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, I know. I was stationed at Fort Bliss in Texas during the summertime, and at one point we came drove from Fort Bliss to visit my parents in Florida and went through Houston, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I got out, and the humidity was just unbelievable. And then we drove up to visit my wife's parents in Indiana, and then drove back down to Fort Bliss. It took 30 days leave, and took three weeks of it. We're on the road. And I said, I ain't never doing that again. But, yeah, I've been stationed there. I've been stationed at White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. It gets nice and toasty out there, too. And Fort Riley, Kansas in the summertime is not exactly what I would call pleasant. So, yeah, I hear you, brother. Back to you, sir.
And so, John, what did you do in the military?
This is KN4RJ, and well, I started out in air defense and then transferred to the engineers, and built stuff, blew stuff up, built it back, blew it up again, you know, that kind of thing. spent time in Germany, spent time in Greece, spent time in Turkey, Maine, Oklahoma, and of course Texas and New Mexico. They bounced me back and forth so that I get used to a hot climate, and then they send me to a cold one. So my internal body temperature is, thermostat is just completely screwed up. anything below 72 degrees, actually about 73 degrees, I'm cold, and anything above about 76 degrees, and it starts getting a little bit too warm. So I've got a very narrow temperature range where I'm comfortable. Back to you, sir.
It sounds like they've bounced you around quite a bit there, and but you're well-traveled anyway. And then... I think I remember you saying you landed up in Blowing Rock because of family. Is that correct? All the places in the world to land after all that traveling, I think that's what I remember you saying.
This is KN4RJ. Yeah, I'm in Brown Summit, which is a little north of Greensboro. We were in South Carolina after I got out of the Army. I taught for a while and bounced around in South Carolina, and then my daughter and her husband, my two grandkids, are up here in Greensboro, so we moved up here. And at that point, my wife said, okay, I think I'm about done moving. And I thought, well, yeah, I was done moving about two moves ago, but here we are. So I won't say we're never going to move again, because I said that two moves ago, and we've moved twice since then. So, but I think we're fixed now. Back to you, sir.
All right, John. Well, it's amazing what them grandkids will make you do, I'm sure. So never say never is what I was always told. But all you can do is hope and pray that it's the last one anyway, right?
This is KN4R Zen. Well, like I said, I said 2 moves ago that that was the last move I was going to make, and, well, that worked out so well. So, yeah, never say never, because, you know, things happen, life changes. But in any event, sir, I'll say 73s to you, and I'll back on out of here. You might want to check for a few more check-ins. I'm sure there's somebody out there, and I know Larry's hanging in the winds, and he wants to talk. So you have a good evening, sir, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
I'm good talking to you tonight, and a pleasure as always, and thank you for stopping by and bringing us the solar report. I know everybody looks forward to that when you do it. I greatly appreciate you doing that, sir. And pleasure talking to you. With that, we will try one more time and see if we got some check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HK. Right, with that pause, we'll assume we don't have anybody out there right now. We'll move on up to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HK.
K4JBQ. Good evening, Patrick. Thank you again for calling the net for us, bringing us all here together. When I checked in, I might have left somebody out. If you weren't here last night, Patrick called the net last night also. Aren't we blessed? And, I don't know, when was it? Long about 9:30 or so. I picked up the microphone to do a little rag chew with you, and about 2 minutes into that, the lights went out. Just boom, they were gone. And I got this lump in my throat. I remember this lump, and I didn't know what to say. But right away, I realized, well, I will be heard because my radio was still on. I was on emergency power, and I'm just grateful for that. I'll get all bothered if, just in the middle of the sentence I dropped out, nobody who still had power could understand why I vanished. Anyway, it was an interesting night, and it became an interesting day. I walked around the house and reset clocks. Now, you know, it was less than half a minute, I would say, of total darkness, and yet that disturbed everything in the house. So I went around to reset clocks. I had 1 o'clock radio to go south. It doesn't want to. I push all these buttons in the proper order, and it doesn't want to. I can't set the time. And also the display, one of those segmented LCD displays. Some of the numbers don't make up whole numbers. I mean, some of the segments don't make up whole numbers, and you can look at the clock and not really know what time it is. Anyhow, that was interesting. Perhaps a modern problem. Well, I found another modern, or Donna did, found another modern problem today. I didn't mean to drop that, but I did. So Donna asked me, did you get my package? She had gotten a notice. Donna's all well connected. I place an order and I just wait. I don't get a picture. I don't get a text message. You know, but she's pretty connected, that woman. And so she said it was supposed to be here by 2:52. I looked at my watch, and that had passed. So I said, well, I don't know if it was yesterday or maybe it was today. I'm having that problem, you know, that I picked up something right on the front porch. I brought it in. I set it right on the kitchen counter there. Didn't you get that? It's gone now. She says, no, I didn't. I wonder what happened to it. And then there was all this guessing game went on, you know. Did they deliver it to a neighbor's house? You know, stuff like that. And I says, well, what was it? No. She said, She said, maybe they put it in the mailbox.
Well, I know what... Only the smallest thing can fit in our mailbox. It's good for letters. That's about it. And I says, well, what in the world did you order? She said, it was a glue stick. A glue stick. And all this, you know, we've been going on for a while about where is this, and I got all concerned about it and everything. It was a glue stick. Anyway, a modern problem. It all got straightened out because she came down, 10 minutes later from upstairs, and she says, oh, I found out where that was. They delivered it to the mailbox. Oh, heaven's sakes. Anyway, it's awfully nice to sit back and listen to John's Sky Report. Takes me to another place and puts other thoughts in my head. And that's a welcome thing sometimes, don't you know? Hey. So here we are, a day after Father's Day. I hope everybody had a great Father's Day. All of us, I don't care who you are, we all had a father. And some of us, all we can do is miss him. But if you still have a father, if you're listening and still have a father, make sure he knows that he's appreciated. And, you know, just keep that up. Patrick, I better get on, and we're well into the last half hour of the net. So let's get a few more check-ins and put this to bed. Take care of yourself, won't you? And thanks for calling a doubleheader. KK4JBQ, back to you, Patrick.
Thanks for stopping by tonight and letting us know your power's back on anyway. And glad it didn't stay out too long. And, yeah, some of the digital things don't like the voltage spikes that happen when the power just and back on. So you got to kind of watch that, but sometimes it's inevitable, it's going to happen, and it's all you can do. And, Larry, thank you for stopping by tonight. And it looks like we got another EchoLink station, so I'm going to jump up here and let our EchoLink station check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, but actually I'm in Florida right now. And I'll stay on for the Ratchu.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KO4YHY, and he's down there in Florida tonight. And, Jim, I got you down for Ragchew, so that's where we're at. So if you want to go ahead, let me check, see if we got any RF check-ins, and then I'll be right back around to you. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we got all the RF check-ins right now, and we'll go over here to Mr. Jim, KO4YHY. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4KHX, KO4YHY. I just have one question for the leadership on the club. Why isn't the field days listed on the calendar? It should be on there. We need to advertise this stuff. Thank you.
Jim, I know Dave is having some medical issues, and I think he's the one that takes care of a lot of that, but I could be wrong. That may have something to do with it. But I don't know if the club's doing a field day this year or not. I'm not 100% sure. I have kind of lost out on that one. I haven't kept up. So I can't advise you on that one. Maybe somebody else listening can.
KO4YHY. Field days is scheduled for the 22nd, so we need to figure out what's going on.
That I will see what I can find out and see if I can get back to you on that. maybe tomorrow night can bring you that information, see what I can do. But I can't help you from where I'm at right now because I do not know myself. I wasn't planning on being in town for field day, so hadn't kept up with it.
The out of town, that's what I am. I was planning on trying to connect with them while they're doing field days. They probably are doing it, so it's not all Dave. Try Johnny and anybody else on the board. Talk to you later. The 7-3s.
All right, Jim. 7-3, you have a good evening, and thank you for stopping by and checking in with us, sir. And, again, I'll see what I can find out about that and maybe relay that to Mr. Ariel tomorrow and get back with you. But with that, we'll move on and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. And I invite you to stop back by tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, where Ariel NY4G will be calling the net. And I know he would love to have you check in over there with him. So look forward to hearing each and every one of you tomorrow night on the net. And with that, I'll send my net report, and I will be back shortly. KO4HK. KO4HK check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night. KO4HK. Clear.